standing at the head of the gurney, and I didn't here again. I'd have to look at
the name. There were several doctors standing at the head of the gurney.
The JFK skull, the bullet, the forensic medicine, the forensic professionals, every forensic professional who has looked at the evidence of the who's looked at the medical evidence has concluded that the shot that hit JFK entered in the back of his head and exited from the temple.
Not Doug Horn.
What's that?
Not Doug Horn.
Who's Doug Horn?
Doug Horn was hired by the AARB to examine all the autopsy materials. And his conclusion was that the autopsy was phony, the autopsy x-rays were phony, the autopsy photos were phony. And in some cases, it wasn't even JFK's body. And he wrote a book about it called Inside the AARB, in 5 volumes.
Well, I'm sure he wrote a book. I'm sure he wrote a book. The unanimous opinion of the House Select Committees on Assassination, they had a forensic panel that reviewed all of the medical evidence. Now, they did identify errors made at autopsy, but that doesn't mean you have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. A lot of good information was gathered, and they determined conclusively that the bullet that hit JFK struck him in the back of the head.
So essentially you're saying, so I don't want to put words in your mouth, Mr. Corbett, but essentially you're saying that the doctors at Parkland who initially made that claim that they saw the back of the head blasted out, you're just saying that they were in error and maybe that they were they weren't even paying attention to, they were paying more attention to the throat wound or didn't have their eye on the head. Is that what you're saying pretty much?
I believe they were wrong, but their main focus, they were trying to stabilize JFK's vital signs.
Right.
They did what they described on his head was a laceration along the right side of his head. Now, the JFK's skull was pretty much blasted out from the point of entry to the point of exit.
Right.
Now, not all of the pieces of the skull were blasted away. Some remained attached to the scalp. And my belief, and I don't have anything to absolutely verify this, but that Jackie probably tried to close those flaps up on the way to Parkland. And
tell you that, John?
No.
You're as much into speculation as the Warren Report was.
I was asked a question why the Parkland doctors did not see the full extent of the wound. So I think that question calls for a little speculation because we don't really know. But I can't believe that they could not see the flap of skull that is so clearly seen in the Zapruder film hanging down on the right side of JFK's face.
I'm glad you mentioned. I'm sorry, Mr. Corbett. I apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. Sense tells me that head wound was probably closed up on the way to Parkland. Now, do I know this for a fact? No. But that's a common,
where did he see the skull with hair on it that Clint Hill saw laying on the seat when he jumped up on the trunk of the car, of the limo?
Okay, that part, that piece got, was taken, well, you tell me, because I'm not sure which.
I don't know where it is.
Okay.
But I do they washed out the limousine with a bucket of water at Parkland Hospital.
Yeah, that's right.
Destruction of evidence.
Yeah, I have a picture of that, actually. Yeah.
Right. That was a mistake. Like I said, some of the criticism.
That's not a mistake. It's a felony. It's a destruction of evidence.
If it was done with criminal intent, that's the case.
Well, it was stolen body out of Dallas jurisdiction under gunpoint. So I guess the intent was there. They stole the limousine out of Dallas jurisdiction under gunpoint. That's intent. That's intent to cover up something. Cleaning out the limo with a bucket of water is the intent to clean up something.
The intent was that somebody thought it would be would not be a good idea to have photographers taking photographs of a gruesome scenery. So
it's surrounded by police keeping photographers away.
Okay. Do you have any evidence that Secret Service agent did it to try to conceal evidence
There's no other reason to clean it up.
Now who's speculating?
I said there's no other reason.
I just gave you a reason. It was out of a sense of decency. That's another possible reason. But you
murdering the President of the United States and covering it up has nothing to do with decency, John. I don't know what country you're from.
No, see, you guys always leap when there are multiple possible explanations for somebody's action. You guys always leap to the conclusion that they were doing it as part of conspiracy or part of a cover-up. When did this cover-up start, by the way? Do you think they knew ahead of time that JFK was going to be assassinated and that they
Nobody
were going to have to... Oh, they did. Okay, and you know...
Howard Hunt knew in advance.
He claimed he knew. Mr.
Corbett, isn't it true that E. Howard Hunt was one of the three tramps?
Yes.
No, it is not true. That's been debunked a long time ago.
Well, his son had recognized him immediately as soon as he saw the picture.
When was this?
A few years ago.
They're trying to sell a book. Because they know there are a lot
of people...
John, if
you want to talk about scavengers selling books, Gerald Rudolph Ford is the biggest whore in the country, in the world, on the planet. His book sells for $889. That's the highest price book I've ever heard of in the Kennedy assassination.
Mm-hmm. And what's your point there?
That he's a hooker. Gerald Ford's a hooker. He should have died in prison. And he stole records, secret records from the Warren Commission to publish in his book to make a sale.
Okay,
Stole Oswald's diary to sell it to Life magazine for $15,000,
$25,000. I have to set the record straight here.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, set it straight, John, but give me evidence and testimony.
Oh, I have to quote evidence and testimony, but you can pull anything out of left field. I understand how it works here. Gerald Ford, at the time that Spiro Agnew resigned, Nixon had to replace... Under the new amendment that had been passed, Richard Nixon had to name a new vice president.
Right.
He was told by congressional leaders the only Republican he could get approved by the Congress was Gerald Ford, because Gerald Ford was Gerald Ford was caught of that highly by Democrats and Republicans. He was one of the most respected people in the Congress. And the Democratic leadership said, Gerald Ford is the only guy that you're going to be able to get approved. Gerald Ford had a reputation for integrity.
But he didn't matter anymore.
Both sides of the aisle.
He blew it. He even ratted on his own commission members, brothers. He was reporting to the number three man in the FBI about what avenues of investigation the Warren Commission was going to have the FBI to undertake. So the FBI knew in advance what doors to close.
You are so far
That's a two-page letter from Deke DeLoach.
Let me ask you, Tom.
It's a two-page letter from Deke DeLoach.
Okay. Let me ask you, before this night is over, before this conversation is over, are you going to present one solid piece of evidence that somebody other than Oswald fired at JFK on November 22nd.
John, if you ever came into my chat room, I could forward what I just told you. I could forward it to you right through Pal Talk.
It's a two-page letter
signed by Deke DeLoach, number three man in the FBI, that Gerald Ford was ratting on his own brother commissioners.
I'm asking for solid evidence that somebody other than Oswald fired a shot at JFK on November 22nd, 1963.
I don't have it because it was never investigated, John.
That there is no solid evidence of any shooter other than Lee Harvey Oswald.
A lot of witnesses said the shots came from the grassy knoll, John.
Okay.
Matter of fact, everybody in Dealey Plaza raced to the grassy knoll. Nobody paid attention to the Texas School Book Depository. That includes people directly under the sixth-floor window, including Officer J.M. Smith.
And what did they find when they got up to the top of the grassy knoll? Did they see
a shooter? They found somebody impersonating a Secret Service agent, John.
They saw somebody flashing credentials, and some people assumed he was a Secret Service.
Not assumed. Secret Service agents.
Did they find a shooter? Did anybody find a shooter? Did anybody see a shooter?
Well, he was disguised as a Secret Service agent.
Did anybody see a shooter?
I just told you. He was disguised as a Secret Service agent.
Oh, and
incidentally, John, if you had done any study, you'd know that Secret Service agents are identified by lapel pins.
I'm asking how you know he was a shooter.
Because that's where he shot came from, according to witnesses.
How do you know that he was a shooter? That's my question.
He was either a shooter or connected with him.
You're assuming.
Huh?
You're assuming.
What's he doing there impersonating a Secret Service agent?
I'm asking for evidence. Questions are not evidence. Was there... Did anybody see a shooter?
I'm giving you avenues of investigation that were never taken, John. You had a kangaroo court. The Warren Commission was a kangaroo court.
I'm asking... So you admit that there is no evidence, no solid evidence. We already know about the ear witness testimony, and we know how unreliable testimony such as that is. If ear witnesses were reliable, they would all agree on the same spot for the source of the shots. But obviously they do not. So, is there any corroborating evidence to support the people who thought they heard shots from the grassy knoll? Was there a shooter up there? Tell us.
I said, do you know who owns that parking lot behind the picket fence?
Who owns it today or who owned it then?
Who owned it then?
I don't know.
Dallas Police Department.
Okay. And is that evidence that there was a shooter up there?
No, but it's a good way to take charge, ain't it?
Okay. What about Lee Bowers? He had a perfect view of the area behind the fence. He saw
it wasn't a perfect view. The
pergola
blocked part of it.
What's that?
The pergola blocked part of it.
Okay, but he could see everything behind the picket fence.
Yeah, he saw guys behind the fence, and he saw three guys run and jump into a freight car.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He didn't. At the time of the shooting, there was nobody. He saw nobody behind the picket fence.
He saw two guys behind the picket fence.
From his standpoint, that was on the opposite side of the picket fence.
You can't see on the outside the fence.
Okay. Then we have the police officer who was standing on the overpass who immediately ran to that area. He saw nobody.
What officer was that?
Okay, I'll have to look that up again.
His name was Foster, John.
Foster.
And he's down on the south side of Elm Street looking at a bullet hole in the grass. Or a bullet mark on the concrete around a storm drain.
Nobody saw a shooter. Nobody found a gun up there. Nobody found any spent shells. There were no wounds in JFK's body that any forensic professional who reviewed it said came from any direction other than behind JFK.
What about the entrance in the throat?
About what in the throat?
The entrance. Bullet hole entrance in JFK's throat.
There was not an entrance.
Yes, it was.
The Parkland staff believed it was because it was a small round hole.
And then they badgered Dr. Perry all night long, and he didn't get any sleep Friday night to get him to change his story about an entrance wound.
He said his statement was it could have been either. Now, ER doctors are not trained in determining whether wounds are entrances or exits. He assumed it was because it was a small, neat hole.
You're talking about a staff that handles an average of 1,271 gunshot wounds a year.
Their job is to patch them up. Their job is not to determine the direction of the shot.
You don't think that kind of experience allows them to determine whether it was entrance or exit? 1,271 gunshot wounds a year?
There's a reason that forensic medicine is a specialty. You need training in it.
What forensic medicine? Tell me about the doctors that perform the autopsy.
Humes and Boswell.
Humes and Boswell, I think.
You know that they never performed an autopsy in their life?
They never performed a gunshot wound autopsy.
Okay.
And I grant you that was not the best choice.
Okay.
But their work was reviewed by the House Select Committee on Assassination Panel.
Yeah.
And while they found errors that they made that a forensic examiner would probably not have made, they still found enough solid evidence.